Okay, hello everyone. Hi, this is Paul Slatkis. It's good news today. All righty, thank you. It's Monday. We had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday. It's a blessing. That's a blessing. And we actually blessed all those mothers that aren't with us. We blessed all those mothers that people couldn't get to see in nursing homes and overseas. And we took a moment of prayer. And in addition, we had a wonderful show yesterday, and I want to thank everybody. We got some nice comments on it. And I decided, actually, I'm exhausted, to be frank with you. And so I decided to rebroadcast yesterday's show because I like the show, people like the show, and we have some great people on it. And this is an opportunity to rebroadcast good news. All right. Saturday Night Live did it last night for Mother's Day, and it's still a funny show, second show. So on today's show, we do a little prayer. We say some blessings to some people that are not with us any longer, and people still would love to go see, but can, some in the Philippines and other places. And so what we do have in this program was some Casey Musgraves saying from our movie Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. What we did is compile peace, love, and hope people and songs, and we have a little name that tune. Actually, I worked on that at CBS a zillion years ago, and so we show a little bit of the song, and then in fair use and our nonprofit here, and guess the name of the song. But here's one song I don't think a lot of people know, and it's called Mother. The Casey Musgraves sings. And then we have Pavarotti singing Mama. I mean, probably more people have heard of him doing it. And at least that song, right? And then we had an interview. An interview with Dr. Lisa Richardson, who's from the CDC, a director for cancer and coronavirus. And she speaks to us. We have a florist who has a display on 82nd Street and Columbus Avenue that's been there for a while. And why they did that, and then this, now they put some masks and gowns on the teddy bears out there. Oh boy, a lot of people doing a lot of good things. Boy, it's a stressful time, isn't it, for everybody? And then we'll go and do a little bit of our movie, Woodstock Forever. We have some little kids kissing each other. We have a scene from Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, both of who I have had the good blessing of working with in my lifetime. I didn't know John Travolta was going to become Travolta. He did the Welcome Back Cotter and CBS in my old days. And Olivia Newton-John, we did a show called Earth 90, Children in the Environment with UNEP, United Nations Organization Environmental Program. And that was a big program with Hal Uplinger, who did the Live Aid. Live Aid also we have, and we are the champions in our movie. Yeah, that's just a classic stuff. And then we have a little bit of, let's see who else is in there. Oh, we show a little bit of Cindy and Marion Angel. She did a show called Dietrich, from Marlena Dietrich. And so we take a little take on war, because war is no good for mommies and no good for daddies and no good for kids. Okay. I think they say in time of war, daddies put their children in graves, and in time of peace, children put their daddies in graves. So, I mean, I don't mean to be a downer. I just mean to say we don't need to hurt anybody. We don't need war. And we're going to stick on that mindset. But it was the 70th anniversary of in England, and 75th anniversary of the ending of the war. We have as I mentioned, Cindy sharing her Marlena program, stage show, which is wonderful. I was involved with, and a lot of wonderful people. And then we have Elaine Page. Elaine Page, boy, she can sing. The White Cliffs of Dover go to England and their celebration of the ending of the war for there. I don't know if you know Elaine Page, but she we had her in Channel 13 when I was there, a brand new illustrated journal of the arts. And I remember Jack Samba coming in here and say, here, because he had gone to England in their area where they had the Broadway shows. And she was in Cats. And boy, could she sing. And still can. So that's nice. And then we have a little bit of my family, actually, talking about peace and love. And then we end with Christina Fontanella singing Mama once again. And we go to Edward Steichen's Portrait of Man book and show some photographs of women and with Mama playing behind it. So I got lazy. I wanted to show the show again. I hope you like it, and thank you very much. And hey, Scott, and thank you, and James, and Todd, thank you very much for watching. All right, so let's let me go and turn this around. Hopefully, kaboom, yay. That's a good thing. So far, so good. And this is our live show at 3 o'clock, and we're just going to show it. All right, so enjoy, and at least whatever mistakes I made them yesterday.
All right, this is a prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. This is for all the moms that are with us and all the people that are with us all around the world, okay? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dining that we are born to eternal life. Amen, our women. Well, we've been saying our women ever since I went to temple. I am an ordained minister, and 212-647-1212. I give you my number 24/7 if someone needs somebody to talk to and or officiate a ceremony. I would be honored to do that. Okay, well, that's good news. So let's go. Here's a peace song. So what we've done in our show, our peace, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope, is we've taken little pieces out of it. It's a nonprofit, fair use as a broadcaster of good news, and we're sharing those with everyone. And then we're going to put this up on YouTube. YouTube thinks that we're, you know, like not supposed to be putting these on, but it's a small snippet, just like every other news media takes a little bit and shares it with people, and they call it fair use. All right, so, but I think this is a beautiful song. Not many people know about it. Hello, Deirdre.
I'm just sitting here thinking about the time I slipped away and missing my mother.
Casey Musgraves.
Mother. And she's probably sitting there thinking about the time I slipped away and missing her mother.
Children caring about their moms. Sorry.
Can't do everything. We have so many good things on Good News that I love to share so much of it. This is an audio interview with Dr. Richardson from the CDC.
Hi, Professor. Just a disco. Speaking with Dr. Lisa Richardson. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Okay, good. You're the director of the CDC Division of Cancer Prevention and Control, and that's an important job. Thank you for doing that kind of work. And we're going to talk about serious concerns during the pandemic with those patients that are being treated for cancer and the people around them as well, and how to deal with all of this. So let me give us an idea of someone that has cancer and has, you know, weakened, I guess, body, how they dealing with this kind of pandemic scenario.
So you're right. People who have cancer or are being treated for cancer, their immune system is depressed, which means they can't fight off the infections like the coronavirus. And so what we recommend that people do to keep themselves as healthy as possible is to be vigilant about cleaning your hands. It sounds kind of simple, but for whatever reason, we have to continue to remind ourselves to do that. To avoid leaving home as much as possible, that is to protect yourself from getting sick from someone else unknowingly. Stay at least 6 feet apart from people. And also watch out for fever. If you're getting chemotherapy and your temperature is higher than 100.4, you should call your provider. And the reason for that is that it is it can be a medical emergency if your white count is low and you get an infection because your body can't fight that. And so that's why we recommend that you call someone, your healthcare provider, immediately if you have a temperature, a fever.
The infection and bacteria, are they related?
Yes, sir. So right now, the infection that's causing the problem during the pandemic is coronavirus, and that's a virus. Bacteria, usually when people are getting chemotherapy, the bacteria is the biggest problem, which you know, that's why they give antibiotics. But yes, the causes, the agents that make you sick are bacteria and viruses and sometimes fungus. Yeah.
Okay. How about the survivors? They've worked through it. They still have to be vigilant. And how about the people around them? What do you think about that? The carekeepers, the caregivers.
So CDC recommends that caregivers, you know, follow the same recommendations and to be a little more vigilant with taking care of cancer patients, their friends, their family. And so, yes, wash your hands again. If someone gets sick with coronavirus in the home that's taking care of the cancer patient, they should isolate themselves away from the person. And if possible, bring someone in, someone else to come in and help take care of them, because you really don't want someone with cancer getting treated to get this virus, because the outcomes are usually worse.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Richardson. This is a very interesting interview, and I recommend that people take a moment and listen to it. You know, we're going to take a second here. I think what we're going to do is we're going to, we'll do this. Here's our good friend, Cindy, Marian Angel. And, you know, in addition to a Mother's Day reality of loving our parents and our mothers so sincerely, we can't do that if there's war. And we can't do that if there's that kind of concerns that are still prevalent on Mother Earth. Even though the good news is we haven't had a world war for a bit, but we sure as heck don't want one. So here was a strong woman on Women's Mother's Day, Marlena Dietrich, and Cindy plays her beautifully here.
Sex with a woman is much more pleasurable. It was the Nazis I hated. Still hate.
Oh, sorry. Let it, Cindy, sing a song. Okay, great. Thank you, Cindy. So now let's go to, actually, this is a very special for me as well. This is Elaine Page singing about the White Cliffs in Dover, celebrating the war being over, actually, in England. And thank you, Errol Rapoport, for sharing this with me.
Pinocchio's watching too. Nose not growing, so must be true. Go to the music.
Channel 13 in the 80s, she sang Cats. Blah. I'll never forget her. Channel 13, Deirdre, right?
And belt it out. Good for her.
Yeah, okay. We're lucky duckies, no doubt. And here's a lucky ducky, too. It's where it starts.
This is in our movie again, Under Love.
This is from our movie, Woodstock Forever, and this is under our
I'm laughing at myself.
Love our mothers.
My God. Yeah, I miss the subway. No, I like the subway. I'm a subwayaholic.
Dedication. All right, thank you. And what is
the long island to my brother-in-law? Birthday's coming up.
Wow, thank you. So love means to you?
And love to me is my
good family. What does love mean to you as well?
Love is being with the people that I love.
Tell them, Julia. Okay. And that's the name of the game. Loving each other. Thankful for our parents and our family. For better, for worse. and thankful for ourselves. So this is a wonderful opportunity to share. Actually, the life we're living right now is a good opportunity to tell people how you feel about them. Here's a nice thought, too. This is my prayer for you, that Jasmine Tang, a wonderful mother of Austin, who has worked with me for 13 years or so, long time. Thank you, Austin. And thank you, Tang family, that have just been so kind and loving to Good News. They are the Good News broadcast that without, we probably would not be here. So comfort, they give me comfort on difficult days, smiles when the sadness and truth. Austin is such a happy, upbeat guy. Even though he had an accident, but you never would know that. Rainbows to follow the clouds, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirits sag, beauty for your eyes to see, friendship to brighten your being, confidence for when you doubt, Courage to know yourself, faith so that you can believe, patience to accept the truth, and love, once again, that's the big word. Happy Mother's Day. Love to complete your life. Okay, thank you. So I think what we'll do is we're going to take a moment with Claire and just get a little bit of yoga in and see what Claire has to share at this second.
Great, so we should be all warmed up. Let's transition down onto our knees into child's pose. So inhale up.
Yeah, let's do a child's pose.
Exhale
down. That makes us
a bend the knees. It's better for the back. And then lower one knee down and the other knee down. Child's pose. Just extend your arms out, relax your elbows on the ground, forehead is down. Breathe deep. Again, in and out through the nostrils. You can breathe full deep belly breaths, rocking your upper body slightly right and left. Relax your jaw, fire point is the energy point on the ridge of the upper gum behind the two front upper teeth. So not touching the back of the teeth, it's the ridge. The tip of the tongue connects with the ridge. Keep your tongue here. All day long, on the job, off the job, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, except when eating and speaking. And now, coming into tabletop pose, to strengthen and nourish our spine. Your spine moves in six directions. So, from the tabletop, knees are below the hips, wrists are below the shoulders, there's a softness in your elbows. Fingers are straight ahead, kind of like starfish. We will inhale, dog pose, chin up, tailbone up. Exhale, round, cat pose, like a stretching cat or a rainbow. Inhale, dog, chin up, tailbone up. Exhale, cat, this is so good for our spine. Lengthening and strengthening our spine. These are two of the six directions.
So okay. So for the rest of the six directions, it suggests that you go to our site. We're going to play some music. We're going to go outside. Christina is going to sing to us when she says her second most requested song. This plan is, there we go, Peace Man. All right, thank you. And thank you, Carol, for the plan. Such is the irresistible nature of truth that all it asks and all it wants is the liberty of appearing.
Save the world for the Lord.
generation of leaves, so is that of men and women. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Well, what the heck? All right, that's yesterday's show today. Today's show, that was from yesterday. Either way, we're happy that you stuck with us. Stuck? Stayed with us. And, I love this stuff. I really love to share the good that the world has, as you do as well. And I suggest just to continue doing nice things in the world, each and every one of us. And the world is a good place, and we're lucky to be alive. And be careful out there, especially now with the weather going to get a little nicer. Be careful. But by far, since I went to see the doctor this morning to make sure things are okay. You do stick far away from people because they do sneeze and it's airborne and it's the droplets that come down. And if you're 6 feet away, they're not coming down on you. All right, so just be careful and take care and love one another. And, you know, I think it's a great time to call somebody and say, I'm sorry. I don't know who that somebody is. I'm sure there's a few. Maybe there was a misunderstanding. That's what my lawyer said one time. Because misunderstandings are, since it's a two-way street life, misunderstandings occur often. All right, I love you. Thank you very much. And I wish you a pleasant day.